Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Highway 8 west of Rhinelander was closed Friday afternoon after a passenger truck and a semi-trailer truck collided. The Oneida County Sheriff's Department reports being called shortly after 1 p.m. to the U.S. 8 and Crescent Road intersection in the town of Crescent. The driver of the passenger truck was transported for injuries by ambulance, then flown to another hospital by Spirit Rescue. The semi-driver was not injured. The crash is under investigation. Several emergency agencies were on the scene. Two of three Rhinelander mayoral candidates will not appear on the upcoming election ballot in all likelihood. Rhinelander City Clerk Val Foley notified Scott Counter and Chris Fredrickson that their nomination papers had errors or insufficient proper signatures in them, and because they didn't reach the valid number of signatures, will not be on the ballot. A third candidate, Alex Young, filed the complaints January 5th against the filed paperwork of Counter and Fredrickson. Young is a member of the city council. In a press release, Foley said her review by state election law led her to the conclusion that the paperwork filed by Counter and Fredrickson did not have the required amount of signatures. We have a link to the press release and supporting data at WXPR.org. A resolution pushed by the Wisconsin Counties Association that would have Vilas County join 59 other Wisconsin counties in a lawsuit against pharmaceutical companies that manufacture opioids was rejected Monday by a county executive and judicial committee on a 5-1 vote. Leading the opposition was Supervisor Walt Masig, who questioned a lack of details in the resolution language. He felt doctors and medical schools also contributed to the problem. Supervisor Carolyn Ritter felt a lawsuit sends a strong message to drug companies on the opioid epidemic they created. She cast a lone vote for the resolution. And they're closing in on their goal, and a few more donations will hopefully get them there. That's the word from Northwoods United Way Executive Director Nancy Sattler.
You can send in donations for the 2017 fundraising campaign all the way through January, and we would really appreciate if you would do that because we are so close to meeting our goal and want to be able to announce to everybody that we did meet our goal and we're going to be able to fund those 27 agencies again with the amount that we want to be able to.
The campaign goal is $165,000. Sattler says some new donors have come forward this year, and they're closing in on their goal. The Northwoods United Way serves Oneida, Vilas, and Forest County residents. She says they thank the new donors, and the traditional donors also have helped again.
Our continued support from those companies and businesses and individuals that have been our sustainers throughout the years, we've been still getting those as well. But we increased our goal a little bit this year, so we're hoping to be able to meet that goal with some additional support.
You can contact Northwoods United Way in Rhinelander online at northwoodsunitedway.org or call them at 715-369-0440. And a bill that would reverse the FCC's recent decision to undo open internet protections will get a vote on the floor of the U.S. Senate after proponents secured over 30 co-sponsors. Eric Galatis has more.
A U.S. Senate bill that would reverse a recent FCC decision to roll back net neutrality has gotten more than 30 co-sponsors and so will get a floor vote. Senator Ed Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat, is leading the effort to use the Congressional Review Act to block the FCC's move to roll back open internet protections. Evan Greer with the group Fight for the Future says under the Congressional Review Act, the bill only needs a simple majority to pass in both houses.
More than 75% of Republican voters oppose the FCC's move to get rid of net neutrality, don't want their cable companies controlling what they see and do on the internet. It's a moment of reckoning for lawmakers to get on the right side of history on this issue.
Greer thinks the bill represents the best legislative option to restore protections because once it's signed into law, it would prohibit the FCC from trying another net neutrality rollback in the future. The agency's chairman, Ajit Pai, was a vocal critic of the Obama administration's decision to regulate the internet as a utility, similar to telephone service. Pai has called for a return to what he describes as a regulatory climate free from government intrusion. This is Eric Galatis reporting.
Tonight, clear, low around 11 below. Saturday, sunny and cold, high near 5. Saturday night, clear, low 17 below. And Sunday, a 50% chance of snow in the afternoon. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues on Blues Friday here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.